guy, the polyamorous vegan 30-year-old tech bro living in the Bahamas, this guy's defense now, and the reason he's going public with it is because the only thing is going to be public perception. Now I know he's saying he gave a lot of money to Republicans, too. He thought he was buying both social and political insurance by throwing all this money around that was other people's money, as we all know. And you got to sit there and you say to yourself, Clay, if he, I think, is going to do what the FBI did with Russia collusion, with just say you're so incompetent, you're so stupid, but you didn't mean to do anything bad, so you can't be held criminally liable. That's his game plan here. I'm such a moron that you can't actually throw me in jail for it.
I think it's going to be a really difficult case to win, because it's not just that he lost the money, it's how he lost it. He was using all of the customer deposit money as collateral to place wagers in another part of his company, basically his own hedge fund, and there was effectively a run on the bank, and it collapsed.
And I think he lent himself in the bankruptcy filing $1 billion from one of the, from like the venture arm that he was lending the customer deposit money to. People start to remember an Italian man by the name of a Ponzi from back in the day.
I mean, he's Bernie Madoff. And that's why the idea that the New York Times and their listeners there are all applauding him is frankly so absurdly ridiculous that he would even be applauded at all. Would you applaud Bernie Madoff for doing an interview? I don't think that you would, but that is where we are headed. I expect to see him in handcuffs at some point in the near future, and I'm not sure he'll ever get out of jail.
Charles Ponzi had to work so hard. Just imagine if he could have sold people numbers on a screen that they can't even see, feel, or touch.
Crypto, baby.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
The last couple of years have been bumpy for business owners. How about a break? If your business has 5 or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This is not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it.
Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they've put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses. They can help you, too.
They do all the work with no charges up front and share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales.
Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is available for a limited amount of time. That's GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com.
You have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. Mike Lindell's latest offer is on a 6-piece towel set. This set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths, retailing for $89.98.
For a limited time, you can get this set for $39.99 with the promo code CLAYANDBUCK. That's over 50% in savings.
MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and now for the holiday season, they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed between now and Christmas Day will have their money-back guarantee extended until March 1st, 2023.
Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials to get this low price of $39.99 on the towel set. Enter promo code CLAYANDBUCK or call 800-792-3269.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Celebrate the holiday season in a picture-perfect winter wonderland, featuring real snow, holiday games, rides, and treats.
Snow Carnival will create a storybook experience of exploration and wonder for the entire family, November 23rd through January 8th. Snow Carnival Holiday Forest at M Resort. For tickets and information, visit us at snowcarnival.com.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden and French President Macron have been discussing European concerns over the recently passed climate law in the U.S. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The two presidents have strong personal ties, and they both highlighted the enduring bond between their two countries. But Macron made clear his opposition to pro-American subsidies that would hurt Europe. Mr. Biden said there's room for compromise.
There's tweaks that we can make that can fundamentally make it easier for European countries to participate and or be on their own.
Meanwhile, the two leaders expressed solidarity in their ongoing support for Ukraine, which is under attack by Russia. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits came back down last week.
The Labor Department reports applications for jobless aid fell to 225,000 for the week ending November 26th, a decline of 16,000 from the previous week. The number continues to hover around levels suggesting the U.S. labor market has been largely unaffected by the Federal Reserve's aggressive interest rate hikes. The four-week moving average of claims inched up by 1,750 to 227,000.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The Labor Department says 1.61 million people were receiving jobless aid the week that ended November 19th. That was up 57,000 from the week before. Georgia voters have cast more than 1 million ballots ahead of a December 6 U.S. Senate runoff between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Warnock led Walker in the general election but fell short of the majority required under Georgia law that triggered a four-week runoff blitz. The Dow off 158 points, but the NASDAQ is up 30. More at townhall.com.
I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SLEEK at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SLEEK.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the hits keep coming for the city of Las Vegas and its ongoing court battle over the closed Badlands golf course. A Clark County judge has awarded the owner of the property nearly $48 million after previously ruling the city had improperly taken 17 acres of land from the developer when they blocked the building of 435 luxury condos. The most recent ruling comes after a judge last year ruled the city had to pay $34 million for a similar taking of a 34-acre piece of property near Hualapai and Alta. The city is involved in four lawsuits concerning its rejection of the development of the 250-acre closed Badlands Golf Course. In the three cases, judges have already found the city improperly took land from the developer. The fourth case is still pending. Well, your power bill is about to go up. Single-family residential customers here in Southern Nevada will see their average costs for electricity and gas go up by a total of $26 a month beginning in January. NV Energy customers will see an average increase of about 14%, while Southwest Gas customers will experience an increase between 4 and 8%.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Quick check of the traffic cams here. Do look out for some right shoulder activity there as you approach Interstate 15 on the Beltway 215 eastbound. There at the 15 interchange. Also, a little bit of congestion as you work your way through the construction zone, Interstate 15 northbound at Eastern.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday, December 1st. We are done with November. It's on to December. That means the Christmas and New Year's holidays. I'm so excited about it and very excited to have Nigel Innes with us, civil rights leader, conservative activist, and national spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality, better known as CORE. He joins us. Nigel, how you been? How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, fantastic, Kevin. Thank you for asking. Tremendous Thanksgiving with family and friends, and just looking forward to Christmas and ending 2022 and having a raucous 2023.
And on to 2024 and a presidential election. We'll talk about that at a later date, but I do want to talk about the just completed election, the midterms. And it's been certified by the state Supreme Court, by Barb Zagafsky, the Secretary of State. So we know who won and who lost. The big question is, how did it happen? What actually took place over the course of the last few weeks? And, of course, November 8th, which is Election Day, but Election Day extends at least a week or so after that. Can you talk a little bit about what you took from the midterm elections?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the first thing, and I think the most profound obstacle and fact that the Republican Party, our Republican Party, the people of Nevada, conservatives, independents, even moderate to conservative Democrats have got to come to grips with is that even though Harry Reid, rest in peace, has gone to the other side, his machine is still incredibly formidable. It's incredibly active and incredibly efficient. There are races, I mean, all of these races, not all of them, but many of these races, state Senate races, assembly races, congressional race, of course, my dear friend Adam Paul Laxalt's race for the Senate. Virtually all these races came down to a few thousand votes. And in the case of the Republican Party, there were still too many of us in this environment, with this miserable economy, with this administration failing on so many fronts. In this environment, there were still too many Republicans that decided to sit it out, stay home, and not come out to vote. Whereas nationwide, there was a popular vote advantage of Republicans of plus 5 million, meaning 5 million more people, 5 million more Americans voted Republican than Democrat. I do not believe that that was the case here in Nevada. In fact, I think far too many Republicans, and I believe more Republicans than Democrats actually sat out this election as a percentage. And that provided the critical mass for most of our people, with obviously the exception of Joe Lombardo, the exception of Stavros Anthony, the exception of the controller, good man as well, who were able to pull it out.
Well, and so even
the Reed machine lives. And, yeah. And until we can expose the, let's call it, creative methods that they use to get out the vote, or clearly and openly expose what many of us instinctively believe might be approaching voter fraud, then we're going to continue to get whipped in these races.
I'm curious if an Andy Matthews, for instance, can win the controller's race, and Stavros Anthony and Sheriff Joe. All that being said, why is it that some won and then Adam Laxalt lost? What was the difference in for instance that versus the governor's race?
I really don't know, except that I can speculate that whereas Joe Lombardo. And thank goodness, he's a good man. I consider him a friend. I think he's going to be a fine governor, and I think we're going to have to rally behind him and my other good friend, or my other good friends, Stavros Anthony, and the new controller-elect. They are going to be the, you know, if anything, if there's a silver lining in the situation, it is their races and how effective they were in their races. And I think in the case of Joe Lombardo, Joe had some heavyweight financial support, not directly to his campaign, but supporting super PACs that could support him. And Adam had a little bit of that as well, but he didn't have as much. And Adam had a more formidable situation because the entire national liberal and Democratic apparatus came into Nevada big time. And we were outspent horribly in the Senate race and the congressional races. And one of the things that I hope we can expose, because it's amazing that Republicans, we still get blamed for being the party of the rich, the party of Wall Street, the party of the country club. But the fact of the matter is that has shifted dramatically over the last 20 to 30 years. Actually, since Clinton. Since Clinton, the Democrats have become the party of Wall Street. The Democrats have become the party of the entertainment industrial complex. Actually, they always were, but now they're getting unbelievable millions, approaching billions of dollars from the entertainment industrial complex, from the cyberspace industrialists, from all types. And so the party of big business is now the party of big government as well. And we Republicans have got to expose that, because most Americans, even Democrats, you know, consider themselves working class to middle class, you know, just trying to survive. And in reality, the party that supports the huge business establishment and the corporate establishment are the Democrats, and we ought to expose that. But I think in the case of Adam, in the case of April Becker, who would have been a fantastic congresswoman. In the case of many of these state Senate and assembly races, we were just terribly outspent. And it's a real tragedy that, you know, we have the worst of both worlds. We get blamed for big business and being the party of big business. And in reality, big business gives disproportionately to Democrats. We are the party of the small business and small chamber of commerce, if you will, the entrepreneur, the mom and pop shop, the self-starting business. Those are our people. That is our base. That's who we are. But in terms of these super, you know, be it Amazon, be it Jeff Bezos, be it this character with cryptocurrency, all those folk are Democrats. All those folk line the pockets of Democrats. Of course, we know the often mentioned boogeyman, George Soros, the billionaire donor. These are the folk that right now are controlling our elections. And, you know, again, Democrats get away with talking about democracy under assault. Well, is not democracy under assault if you've got a cabal of billionaires and industrialists that are controlling our elections?
Good point. Good point. Niger Innes joining us. How do we fix the money problem, though? I mean, we know that there's a lot of money coming into this state from outside. Catherine Cortez Masto outspent Adam Laxalt by a 3-1 margin. How do we fix the money problem that we have in politics in our state?
I don't know that that's going to be an easy fix, because I'm actually very libertarian when it comes to this. I do believe that people and even companies spending money is a demonstration of free speech. You know, it's a demonstration of free thought. It's a demonstration of exercising your will. So I don't know that it's going to be an easy fix. What we can do, though, is we can expose to the American people that the party of big business, big government, and corporate cronyism are the Democrats, not the Republicans. You know, and that we're the party of the little guy. We have, I mean, the brilliance of Donald Trump's campaign in 2016 is that he took the mantle of being for the little guy from traditional Democrats and made the Republican Party a true working class party. And so what we have to do is communicate that, particularly in the suburbs. You know, what continues to disappoint me is the degree to which Democrats can consistently, even in this environment, get traction in the suburbs, and where we have to be overly dependent on Uber performance in the rules. You know, we have got to start being able to compete in the cities, which we don't currently, and do better than we are doing in the suburbs.
More coming up with Niger Innes, a civil rights leader and the national spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality, better known as CORE. Stay where you are. We're going to talk about the future. Ooh, I love doing that. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
I'll bet you're a lot like me. See if this sounds familiar. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places, like at holiday parties or Christmas celebrations? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not across a crowded room, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. The number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
This holiday season, make the Boulevard your home for shopping and celebrating. If you're looking for a gift to wrap up, how about a gift of style and beauty from Bath & Body, Victoria's Secret, Old Navy, and more? For the collectors on your list, visit Power Play Sports or Pop Shack. And for one-of-a-kind, handcrafted and artisan items, visit the newly expanded El Mercado with over 190 stores. For more information, follow us on Facebook or go to theboulevardmall.com.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timur sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timur sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug, she masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, we've taken a look back at the midterms. Now it's time to take a look to the future. Let's begin with what's going to be happening in our state in 2024, and that is, of course, a senatorial election, Jackie Rosen running for re-election. Do you have any thoughts on who from the Republican Party can challenge her and win?
Well, I think that, you know, I don't know what – I haven't talked to Adam since the election, but, you know, I think Adam Paul Latzo was a tremendous candidate. And he would be a tremendous United States senator. So I don't know if he plans to so quickly toss his hat back into the ring. You know, he came within a whisker of winning this time around against Masto. And, you know, who knows what the environment is going to be like in 2024. Obviously, there's going to be a presidential election. It's looking more and more likely that Joe Biden is going to run for re-election, and Democrats are circling the wagons of around him. So I don't know how that is going to impact our state. You know, it used to be in the old days that presidential years brought out tremendous amount of voters. And that was usually to our disadvantage, whereas off-year elections, our voters tended to come out disproportionately as opposed to Democrats. But Democrats have caught up. And now you have a situation where turnout is roughly equal for off-year election years for the parties, and equal for presidential years. So, you know, I hope, you know, Adam is still a very young man, and I hope that Adam Paul Laxalt is not,